Today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring us anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you tonight.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. So once again, enjoy that on us. freetalklive.com. We got to start things out here with the phone calls, because it is the show about your calls. But Guard, I know on the way there have been some Supreme Court decisions that you want to clue us in on, and apparently they're pretty relevant.
Indeed.
So
thanks very much.
We will get to those. But first, we've got to go to Brian in Colorado on the amplifier line. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Guard. Good to meet you at the Liberty Forum.
That was a great time, Brian. Glad you could be there. So much fun. Yeah. These guys did a great job up there. I hope people will come up next year.
Oh, yeah.
What's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about hens, chickens.
Hens, okay. I thought that's what you said.
there's a group going around all the states trying to get legislation to remove hens from cages. I don't know if it's Humane Society or PETA, but there's a couple of bills before the New Hampshire state legislatures that would, the first one would require all hens in New Hampshire be kept in cages where they can spread their wings and stand up and not hit anything.
Oh, wow. I see. So they can still be in cages, just they want bigger cages.
Right.
Yeah, bigger cages.
Okay. Well, that's going
to
be.
Or to have them, be free range chickens, just out, plucking around. Well, the only problem with that is that there's not a single chicken egg farmer in New Hampshire that does that.
Does it the way they want them to do it now?
No, they're all either free range or not caged.
Oh, I see. They're already there. So this is completely irrelevant. This would just be just the useless law. People are already doing it.
It's some law like you're not allowed to dress your monkey up in a sari and parade him around on Main Street on a leash. Well, because nobody does that.
Okay.
But, right. Well, they just want to make sure nobody does in the future. Don't get any ideas. But so they tried a second one, and I don't think these have been voted on yet.
Okay.
But the second one is that the state of New Hampshire does buy eggs from various people for various functions.
Okay.
And they're making it so that the state of New Hampshire can't buy eggs from anybody in any state that uses caged chickens.
I remember hearing about that.
Is it the company that uses the improperly caged chickens, or is it a state that has in which any company uses the improperly caged chickens? I'm not sure what you were just saying.
If there's a chicken that can't spread her wings and she lays an egg anywhere in the country, Vermont, Massachusetts, wherever they get these things,
uh-huh.
The state of New Hampshire can't buy that.
So it would prevent the state from buying it. That's beautiful.
Buying it from a company in a state that does that. So understanding is that if we both have hen companies, I have free range hens.
Right.
The state of, and we both are in the same state, say Vermont.
Right.
The state of New Hampshire can't purchase from me simply because I'm in the same state as you, and you put your chickens in the cage wrong.
No! They can buy from you as a company your chickens are free range. Or in big cages, they can buy those eggs, but they can't buy eggs.
Little cage chickens.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't be selling those gangsters anyway.
Well, I was just going to say, it's interesting, Brian, that the idea that the state should be buying eggs is a very novel, strange concept to believes in.
Here's the fun part.
Yeah.
By far, something like 500,000 eggs, I've heard, are bought by the state of New Hampshire Corrections Department.
Okay, for the jails. Gotcha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so if you just... You put those together, they don't want anybody who's been forced to live in a cage, any human who's forced to live in a cage, to eat eggs from chickens that are in cages.
A little bit of irony there, huh?
It's good enough for the people to be in cages, but we can't have these chickens in cages.
Very good, Brian. Man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. The market's already handled this, which is what was most interesting about his call, is that he points out that every egg producer in the state of New Hampshire is already the free-range, at least raise-your-wings-style eggery.
Right, so right. It makes the whole thing redundant for that first law. And then the second proposal is fascinating. The idea that, the state's going to be buying these eggs for their prisoners anyway. These are, of course, the same prisoners who stamp out the live free or die license plates. Okay, which is kind of cute. Since they're going to be buying these things anyway, well, let's establish some sort of a protocol where the state shall never buy eggs from any company that does not have free-range chickens or cages that are large enough. Now, I wonder if that will affect the bottom line for the purchase of the eggs, the cost that will level down onto the state prison system.
I don't know, but you sort of think to yourself, I mean, if there's this paradigm of the state that we currently have that I'd like to get rid of, but admittedly, it's there right now, and the state takes people's money by force within the state of New Hampshire, because the state of New Hampshire can't really do too much to take other people's money by force in other states. So it takes New Hampshire taxpayers' money by force and then decides what way to spend it. Is it better to have it spend that money within the state and pay a higher price? For instance, let's say they passed a law that said, okay, the state of New Hampshire governments cannot buy eggs from anywhere outside of New Hampshire, regardless of what the company's practices are.
Right.
So is it better to keep that buying power, the stolen money, here in the state? Or is it better to get the taxpayers a good deal on eggs and buy from the best price over in Vermont or wherever?
Well, this is one of the problems with communal money, public property, anything like that. I could think that it's a better, it's more important that we get a good deal on our eggs, so right. Let's buy them from Maine.
And I could say that New Hampshire eggeries are more important. We need to keep the money
right.
In the state.
We're taking the money from the people in New Hampshire. We should darn well spend the money from people.
And we could form two political organizations right. To go up against one another over this one issue and spend thousands of dollars
rather
lobbying
than just
people.
Rather than just letting people decide what the best way to spend their money is.
It's amazing.
Exactly.
And you know, Ian,
because
you brought up
this whole local issue. It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Like it's moral to buy things from people who are local and close to you. No, it's not.
Anyway, the backwards economics of it is truly stunning. I remember a friend of mine is a computer engineer, and on everything, he seems to be very laissez-faire. And he says, oh, yeah, you know, definitely, we should be able to get products from other countries that can make them more productively and more cheaply. Yeah, definitely, you know, that frees up more money for us, and we can invest it in other things. He understands it until you get to, well, how do you feel about foreign computer engineers being able to get work or outsourcing jobs?
Right.
And so that, you know, you sort of tangentially got into that issue. He's like, oh, no, we can't give that particular field up. Oh, why?
It's too dangerous.
Protectionism is okay when it's my field,
right.
But everyone else
right.
Is a fair.
Right, absolutely.
That's a problem. That's a serious problem that we as a collective term, that everyone in this country needs to get over. The idea that that protectionism of the government is okay in certain areas, namely areas that protect my business and my livelihood. So a lot of people understand that competition is a good thing.
Right.
Like, they like the competition
right.
In the retail market where they can go and get products at a cheap price. But all of a sudden, when someone wants to jump into their business, the game changes.
Right.
They want regulations. They want restrictions.
Competition
right.
is freedom. The more freedom there is, the more competition there is.
Mm.
And freedom is has this funny way that you have to give it away in order to get it. You can't just say, well, yeah. I should be able to enjoy the spoils of the competition in every marketplace, except the one that I work in.
But that's the catch. You're right. That's the catch 22 of freedom is you have to give it to as many people as there are out there
mm-hmm.
if you want that equal amount of freedom for yourself.
Yeah.
You've got to help people understand that and get over their fear of allowing competition. We got to get to the phones.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We got to go to John in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Garden Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, yeah. John. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'd love to talk about this competition thing, but I better to stick to the subject I called about. I talked to you guys a couple of times over the years, and I had informed you that I was arrested, I guess it's over a little over 4 years ago now, for threatening the life of George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld. And I just wanted to let you know that I won the court case here in Canada, or in
really?
Manitoba.
Wow, congratulations.
You guys, reason triumphs everything, you know, and you can do a lot of spin in the public marketplace of ideas, but facts speak for themselves. You know,
yeah.
So
when they're actually allowed to be spoken.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in many courtrooms here, you're in Canada, so maybe it's better there. But in many courrooms here in America, judges just simply won't let you defend yourself in the way that you want to.
True. Yeah, well, Yeah, well, it depends. And the arguments that you use, like just a couple of examples. My first motion.
I'll let you give that in a moment. Hang on. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Packet8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. for your downloaded convenience. Just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Pork Fest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty, as well as attend leadership and activist training seminars. It will be entertaining, because there's going to be a lot of really cool people hanging out there. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. I would guess it becomes more entertaining as the nights go on, as people booze it up and that sort of thing, and smoky smoke, et cetera. So porkfest.com.
It's a blast.
As we go back to the phones, back to the fun, it's John in Winnipeg. Now, John was about to get into, some examples from his court trial. You had been arrested, four years ago for allegedly threatening the life of the president, and was it Dick Cheney?
No, it was Rumsfeld and Ariel Sharon was actually mentioned in it, too. I was I had a political talk show myself here in Winnipeg at the university, and I was just dedicated to fighting for justice by following the crime scene leads at the real murder scene. Anyway, so I got arrested, and my first argument in court was requesting the judge to contact another prosecutor's office and have the prosecutor involved in my case investigated for aiding and abetting the crimes of first-degree mass murder, because she cannot provide you one officer anywhere in Canada who will disagree with the FBI's formal conclusion on who financed the terrorist event of question, which is business partner. So I'm able to say that stuff in court and provide the documents, and they can't find an honorable, there is no such thing as an honorable officer who will disagree with me on that. You might not like me, you might not like me for whatever reason, but that's just the conclusion that the FBI drew by following the crime scene leads. Plus, Bush used zero evidence to form his conclusion that bin Laden played a part in the terrorist event while immediately closing criminal investigations, contacting the FBI, shut those down. So you put that in front of a judge, you know, he is our prime suspect for the acts of first-degree mass murder with the help of Jim Mikuláševsky over at MSNBC, who provided the top secret presidential directive strategy documents.
I'm not really too interested. I'm honestly not really too interested in getting into all the minutia of.
That's all there is. That's all there is, actually. And those are the things that Americans fear. And as a consequence, you're falling into tyranny by shadows. And instead of going with the shadows, you should be going with the FBI. You get the FBI behind you, and there's nothing stopping you. Because even though, as I'm well aware, there are corrupt elements in any police force, likely, particularly as you say in America, you've got a lot of problems with your justice system. Even the bad FBI officer ain't going to come into the public light and lie openly, because other officers will say you're being dishonorable. You're not serving the interests of defending American freedom, and you're not
So what was the key to winning your case, do you think?
Well, the Crown and any. Well, the Crown's fearing, not fearing. The Crown's got a job to do. She's forwarded this information. Like, this is what I don't understand in your place, what's going on in America with your prosecutors. They're not supposed to be picking and choosing what prosecutions to follow. They're supposed to be provided that information, and they just do their job. But I don't know what's going on over there. But in Canada, you know, the prosecutors are provided the evidence on a particular criminal matter, and they fight it in court. So part of it is my arguments are true. Like, the Crown is aiding and abetting the crimes of first-degree mass murder. She's forsaking Canadian soldiers who she knows are being lied to by our news agencies who don't want to cover these issues, and their lives are being forsaken. They're actually dying. So
in Iraq. You're talking about in Iraq.
No, in Afghanistan. Because, the Taliban's position, I get to put this in court. The Taliban's position was, just give us one piece of evidence showing that he played any part in this event whatsoever, and we'll hand him over immediately. Plus, later, offered to hand himself over. He said, take me. You know, I don't want you to kill these third worlders starving to death. Just take me.
I don't recall that. I don't recall that.
Well, it never made much of the news. It never made much of the news. In Canada, on CBC, we had a shot of Layden leaving. He had said that he was prepared to hand himself over, but now that the bombing campaigns have begun, he's going to have to try to defend the innocent with God and go against evildoers who bomb people indiscriminately without thought to question what the hell you guys are really doing there.
I wonder,
these people, and like, you dropped a 38,000 pound bomb on DePaul.
Yeah.
And you killed all those people there. They got nothing to do with 9/11.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I think part of the problem here is you wonder how much of that is just rhetoric from bin Laden and how much of it is honest.
Well, not a zero, but this is in a court of law. You can say that, but in a court of law, you can't provide one thread of evidence indicating Bush provided anything to secure his conviction. And his conviction is on faith on your part to go, he must have something hidden somewhere. But that's not how law works. That's not what justice or freedom is. If you want to
defend
freedom.
Well, one thing's for sure. They've never brought Osama bin Laden to a trial for anything.
Right, and it was Tom Daschle himself, Senator, or Congressman Tom Daschle, the head of the Democratic Party of the day, who said he was contacted immediately after the terrorist event and told to close out criminal investigations.
And old George Bush himself, I mean, didn't he take the heat off of bin Laden? What was it, a couple of years ago when he essentially changed gears and said, yeah, he's not really, we're not interested in him anymore.
We don't care about bin Laden.
Yeah, W-1999, right? And then plus in August, he had the intelligence briefing there, where, you know, practically an imminent attack is underway. They're casing buildings. They might fly planes into buildings or whatever, you know, and he's on vacation celebrating. But we know now, according to Jim Mikuszewski, he's working on his invasion of Afghanistan strategy for Enron, who needed a liquefied natural gas pipeline to stave off their impending criminal bankruptcy. All documented.
John, congratulations on winning your court case. We really appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. I'm just kind of a little bit blown away by all the information he's spewing out there.
I'm awash in a sea of information from him, but I think that he had a lot of good points.
You know, it's interesting because I've heard about the Afghanistan pipeline before and the Enron thing, and it'll be interesting to see what Jim Mikuszewski comes up with over on NBC. But part of it is my friend, I have a good friend from college who was in Operation Anaconda in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And I think the approach towards bin Laden basically stopped because they hadn't apprehended him. And they wanted to apprehend him, and there are a lot of conspiracy theories as to whether or not they let him go intentionally and things like that. But I can tell you, you know, my friend Sean, who writes for the Army Times, he was there. He's a libertarian, and, you know, he knows how they messed up when they could have gotten him. And they tried to get him, and the guys up top just, it was a total, as they say in the military, CF. They just messed it up. So they didn't do it intentionally. It was just impossible for them to stop bin Laden's escape.
But why draft the issue? Why shift the focus away from bin Laden if he really is the bad guy? And I don't know. I mean, people will get on the air and spout off conspiracy theory after conspiracy theory, and the government story is a conspiracy theory too. As far as the government story,
it's not like it's pat or anything. It's not like they know exactly what happened. Nobody can say exactly what happened.
They saw some Arabian looking dudes get on an airplane, and then they thought, oh, it's bin Laden. I mean, so
yeah, but the only thing about that is there is evidence. For example, when those guys were in Germany, that they were in touch with bin Laden. They were recruited by bin Laden. They got money from bin Laden.
Did the federal government come up with the evidence?
No, well, that's the thing. You question if it came from certain intelligence sources.
Right. Well, I question anything the government says. Which is why I don't know what happened. I don't believe what anyone says, whether it's the conspiracy crowd or the federal government crowd. All I know is government's getting bigger. That's what we need to focus on, is getting it down to size. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
How are you doing today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. experience with this free demo, The Secret to Reading 1,000% Faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. There are over 1,200 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Tax season is upon us. Don't you wish you had known more about finances growing up? A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. Or call 800-657-5066. 800-657-5066. akidsjourney.com.
1-800-259-9231 is our number. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. You make the call. Let's go to the phones. It's Jack in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
I say good day to you, sir.
Hey, Jack, what's on your mind?
In the base for talking too much.
I'm sorry?
For the KGB, a little bit of the Russian mafia, and that's about what I do.
You say you work for the KGB?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I missed what you said before that about talking too much. What was that now?
You ever get punched in the face for talking too much?
No.
Why don't you pay attention?
Well, because there was a little bit of crosstalk going on. The answer is no. I don't think anyone here has ever... Has anyone here ever gotten punched in the face for talking too much?
I've gotten punched in the face for things I've said.
Okay. So, yes, Mark has done that. Any follow-up questions?
I'm talking to you. want to hear from your ass.
Get out of here. 800-259-9231. You're not supposed to laugh at them, Mark.
What? That one was better than the other ones that they've had.
The packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. That's true.
It's always intelligent to bring up a now defunct security force. I work for the Cheka. Oh, sorry, that was.
I am one of Genghis Khan's greatest warriors.
Man.
Oh, but he's been dead a long time.
All right, so quick update from the Supreme Court, or maybe not so quick. I don't know. There's a number of issues that they addressed. Pick one and start with it.
All right. Which you want to do, Mark? Your choice, man.
I'll take EPA.
Okay.
I'll take EPA for 500, Alex. What is an unconstitutional body? The EPA! Yes, you win!
Who's a bunch of tree-hugging greenies?
Yeah, really. We had a Supreme Court, two Supreme Court issues came down today. You've got the EPA. I've got the one on the Guantanamo suspects.
Oh, I don't have the one on the EPA pulled up. I figured you were
right. Prep job, boys.
All right, no problem. Whoa. All right. Here's the EPA story. The EPA story looks like this. The Supreme Court today ruled that the Environmental Protection Agency does have jurisdiction under the Clean Air Act to be able to regulate emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases from cars.
Now, let me tell you about carbon dioxide real quick, Ian.
Okay, yeah.
Now, carbon dioxide is a gas that's present in the air.
Now, when humans breathe out, that's carbon
dioxide.
Dioxide.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Humans breathe out carbon dioxide. Cars put out carbon monoxide also.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. But and carbon dioxide,
so
too.
If they can regulate carbon dioxide, then they can regulate carbon monoxide.
They could, sure. Yeah, certainly.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. I think that they could probably already regulate carbon monoxide.
Right.
Got it. So carbon dioxide. A certain population on the planet Earth uses carbon dioxide for food. What's that population?
Air?
Plants.
Oh, right. Plants.
Plants use carbon dioxide to make food. They're regulating food in the atmosphere. The production of food. It doesn't make any sense at all. They're calling carbon dioxide poison. It isn't poison. It doesn't act like a poison in any way, shape, or form.
You would think the EPA would know better than that.
Well, the EPA just wants more power. You'd think that the Supreme Court would know better.
See, what sort of devices?
The gist of the defense from people in the auto industry and the administration and so on was that the EPA had formerly been only allowed to regulate particulates or poisons that were not normally present in the atmosphere.
Like man-made stuff.
Exactly. So you'd be seeing...
Which they've done an awful job with.
Right. So like certain types of things that help cause smog and things like that that are brought about by the burning of fossil fuels that aren't normally found in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. They say, okay, you know, you've got to put scrubbers on your coal and things like that. So what they did here was the four conservative justices, John Roberts, Alito, Scalia, and Clarence Thomas, all dissented on this. So this was really like John Paul Stevens, our buddy David Souter, and people like that, both of whom have places here in New Hampshire. And so what happened was, here's a comment from Chris Miller. He says, in many ways, the debate has moved beyond this. He's the director of global warming for Greenpeace.
Okay.
He says that all the front runners in the 2008 presidential campaign, both Democrats and Republicans, even the business community, are much further along in this than the Bush administration is. Now, what's going to happen on this is going to push the EPA to start pushing for higher CAFE standards on cars. So this is a two-pronged thing. What you've got here is the Supreme Court ruling.
Right.
But this opens the door for the Congress to start getting the EPA to set higher standards for CAFE, the auto emission standards.
Okay.
So what that's going to do, they've tried that in the 70s, and as many people have pointed out, the secondary unintended consequences of that are that people start to drive lighter cars before they would normally buy the lighter cars because it becomes so expensive. The auto manufacturers start making lighter cars to conform to the government rather than to the people's demands in the consumer marketplace. And more people die on the road
when they get in an accident.
Kill people.
Right. Yeah, they're not as safe. They're not as heavy cars.
Right.
So they don't allow the consumer to make the choice between safety and fuel efficiency.
Right. Do you remember my 76 Eldorado convertible with the 500cc engine in it? Now, you know, if you were thinking about that vehicle versus, say, I'm going to try to use something from that same time period, a Toyota Corolla, you know, mid-70s Toyota Corolla, which one do you think would protect you better in an accident?
Clearly, the big old beast.
There's more steel between you and the thing you hit.
Right.
Well, the fact is, when you start putting regulations, and that's really what happened to Eldorado of that size.
It was regulated out of existence.
It was regulated out of existence. Right. You just couldn't drive a vehicle that weighed that much,
So essentially, they're going to make it so everybody has to drive a featherweight, is basically what.
Well, that could be what happens. And one of the things that really bothers me in the abstract, although it's really a practical thing as well, is that the very existence of the Environmental Protection Agency is patently unconstitutional.
For sure.
It's just disgusting. You know, this is a great point. I got to speak with Michael Badnarik about this one time. And, you know, if you read any of the books like Edmund Kantosky wrote Makers and Takers, and he had a terrific quote in there from James Madison, who took the notes at the Constitutional Convention and said to look at the Interstate Commerce Clause as a preemptive
at some point or another they can regulate after something's happened.
Yeah, rather than remedial. Rather than a remedial a clause is to completely read into the clause in the Constitution.
Well, they did it anyway.
Yeah, and they did it. And so
they've used it for more than just the EPA. They've used it to really grow the government
labels,
all over the
everything.
Place.
Yeah, so what we're going to see now is there's going to come out, they're going to push for higher CAFE standards. They were going to do that anyway. They were going to push for higher CAFE standards anyway. But now they're going to have this secondary argument, which is what
they can back it up by saying,
do.
Well, the Supreme Court said we could.
Right. And then there's also the problem of the Congress ceding to another body powers that are supposed to be congressional. So
not the first
let's
time.
Say, yeah, I know. So hypothetically, let's say they can make an argument, which they can't, that Congress can regulate this type of a thing, the manufacture of cars that go over state borders or anything like that. Then they're compounding the problem by then creating an agency and ceding their power to another body, which is completely verboten by the Constitution in Article 1. It's just ridiculous. It's really bad. I would love for these guys to go out and start their own auto companies and compete in the market rather than forcing other people.
They're not going
to
do that. They're a bunch of lawyers that just, you know, make their money talking
guns.
And writing things down.
They've got thugs with guns to enforce their will. 800-259-9231. If you are concerned about this either from either side of the issue, I would like to hear from you. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet8.net toll-free line is 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And we invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 360 of our listeners have decided to do, for as little as $3 a month. So I say, we give all of our website features away. Most radio talk show hosts in the industry, they want to charge $5, $6, $7 a month. Well, we give it all away. In fact, I would say we give away more than what they even charge for. And we're just asking you for $3.
Your site is awesome.
Right. We're just asking you. And so head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You want to help support the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Because we take that money in, and, you know, I'm not paying Gardner to come here tonight. He drives an hour and a half just because he believes in this program, and he wants to get on the
and
air.
And I like to share the time with you guys. Yeah.
And so he drives here on his own. He doesn't walk away with a paycheck. In fact, he brought us chocolate candies tonight, which is completely uncalled for.
That's right, ladies. I bring the chocolate, all you shrine women.
So Mark is not getting a paycheck for me out of AMP. I'm not getting a paycheck out of AMP. What's going on with the AMP money is it's going out to promote Free Talk Live. It's going out to an affiliate relations guy to call radio stations for us to get on more stations. We're advertising in Talkers Magazine, like all the big boys are. We're doing that, too. We're going to industry conventions. We're doing internet advertising. So it's all there listed. Plus, you get a list of the perks that you get access to, like the cam, the studio cam chat room. That's only for amplifiers and more. All there at amp.freetalklive.com. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to Troy in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark. Hello, Troy.
I want to talk about an aspect of the DWI laws that most people don't think about until I tell them my situation.
Okay.
I'm one of those nasty Americans that have had three DWIs.
Three of them?
And I'm right now, in Minnesota, they have me labeled IPS, which is inimical to public safety.
Okay. It doesn't sound good.
No, anything that's got letters like that is not good.
And they should actually put that on government. They should label that. That's okay.
And what it means is that if I get another DWI, I'm automatically going to look at 3 years in prison.
Really?
And if a police officer sees me drinking, like in a bar, he can write a letter and have my license taken away for 3 years.
Wait, so you can't even drink?
Right. Now, I got all three of my DWIs in 1995.
One bad year.
really bad year a long time ago.
How old were you back then, if I might ask?
Early
20s. Okay.
Whatever it was a bad year, and people do have bad years.
It's more likely that people do those things in their early 20s.
I would agree with that.
Well, here's the deal, though. I never had a car accident, and I was never stopped for driving erratically. The first DWI, an ex-girlfriend called and said I was driving I shouldn't be. They actually came up when I was stopped out of my vehicle.
Really?
Gave me the DWI. The second one, they said that they had been called to another party for another situation, and the cop that had given me the first DWI recognized my truck and came over and started talking to me. And because the keys were in the vehicle and I was standing there, he gave me a breathalyzer. The third time I was stopped because I had a headlight out.
But are you related?
So at no point were you swerving, running over kids on tricycles, you weren't wrapped around a telephone pole, none of those things.
Wow.
Never. But I'm not really complaining about the fact that I was dumb enough to get three DWIs.
Right.
The law is the law. And like Marcus said before, if you're stupid enough to get in a second time, stupid enough to get in a third time. But here's the problem with the entire law. The law itself negates the responsibility of those who actually cause harm. And what I mean by that is on my third DWI, I was sitting, I think, 90 days in jail. But while I was in there, a guy came in who actually passed out at the wheel, drove through a stop sign, and killed someone. He was out in 6 months, and he's not labeled IPS right now.
That's Isn't that amazing? It's all about the system and the silly rules. It's one size fits all. There are
no
one laws.
Addressability. There's no answering.
As a libertarian, shouldn't we believe that those who actually cause harm are the ones that should be punished?
Absolutely, and they should pay restitution to the victims as
right.
well.
Because what we're looking at right now is sort of like if you're stopped with a rifle in your car, you get arrested for attempted murder. Anyone who does murder someone gets a lesser penalty.
You know, that's a very good example. What we have here is the state is trying to approximate some sort of a system that the private marketplace could come up with much more efficiently. And if you look at examples of private roads, the very term turnpikes came about throughout the New England states, New York and New Jersey. Early in the 1800s, in around 1820 or so, there were thousands of miles of turnpikes that were being laid down privately by private organizations. They didn't run into the so-called free rider problem where people wouldn't give up their land for purchase. Nobody had to give their land up to eminent domain. They just sold their land off to these guys, and the turnpike guys ran these roads efficiently. And unfortunately, I think in Minnesota, what you've got there is a clear example of the state is trying to say, well, look, we need to have some sort of standard. So we can't let these people come onto the roadways, but we can't stop them unless we give them some sort of a penalty, and we just can't manage these things. So we're going to make this penalty for potential threats very high so that we can prevent
it. But here's the problem with the potential threats. They have laws that one of them is driving within 2 hours of being tested, which means that if you're sitting in your house and they come up and somebody said, hey, that guy drove home, you're not endangering anyone. You're sitting in your house. You're not going anywhere.
That's right. And even if you're tested, so if the test comes out negative, you still can't get out there for 2 hours?
They can actually give you a DWI. If you're tested and you blow a .09, let's say, and they didn't see you in your car, and you're not endangering anyone, you're in your house, they can charge you with DWI.
As long as somebody has said you were driving before?
Yes, as long as they have some indication that you
were
driving
before. There's been plenty of time that I have driven home and gotten to .09 within 2 hours of getting home.
And that's exactly what happens at a lot of these parties.
Oh, my
gosh. People show up at the party, and then everybody there is busted.
That's insanity. Now,
that's a bad law.
Wow. So somebody could just call in and say, okay, this guy's swerving. You end up at another location, whether it be your house or a party. Let's just say you go home. Let's say you go home and you
start
drinking.
Happens most of the time because the police go to your house. When they get the license plate number, they assume that you're going home.
You've been inside your... Let's say you go home, you go inside your house, kick back a couple brewskis, and then an hour and a half later, a cop shows up at your door.
What happened to an associate of mine was she got home, and somebody had called in. They went to her house, and let's say it was 20 minutes later after she got home.
Mm-hmm.
They knocked on the door. She answers the door. They give her a breathalyzer. She gets the DWI.
So why would now? What happens if you don't answer?
What happens if you don't take
your
breathalyzer?
Had she been smart, she wouldn't have answered. But
I see.
Most people in that situation aren't expecting. They're not driving. They're not
right. And most people are conditioned that be nice to the cops.
Exactly.
And you'll be okay. In this case,
try but, your best to avoid them.
Part of this is part of the comments that Mark has made about how important it is to ensure the public safety. And I understand that. But in her situation that I just discussed, and at least one of mine, there was no danger to the public.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's so just what you have is you're spreading out the guilt of the people that actually cause harm over a wide swath of the American public and saying, okay, if everyone is punished, then this individual, and look at the situation. We have Kennedy drives off a bridge, kills a woman, walks away from the car. They know he was drunk. But because he's a senator's son, we can't allow him to do 20 years in prison.
It's just your story's just a tragic one. I'm curious though.
Well, I don't consider it tragic. I actually consider it kind of funny. I've gotten my license back now.
Okay.
In 95, I decided that I wasn't ever going to drink even one beer and get behind the wheel.
How long did it take you to get your license back?
I just got it back a couple months ago, which means I was illegally driving for 10 years because obviously I had to work.
Were you really? Amazing.
I didn't have a choice.
And also, you know,
a lot of good the laws did on that one, huh, Mark?
Yeah, really.
Well, here, that guy off the road.
Another funny concept of this is that my arrests were all in 1995. The inimical to public safety didn't come in until 1999. So 4 years after...
Retroactive
or
something?
Yeah, that's ex post facto.
Yep, it goes back for life.
Wow. I
didn't even know about it until I went to get my license back after driving illegally for 10 years.
Oh, sorry, you're SOL. Amazing story, Troy, and thank you for it. Yeah. We appreciate hearing from you. Gardner,
okay, keep up a good work, guys.
Great job, Troy. Thanks.
You had a comment there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know what's fascinating to me is that... This event, this series of events in your life have actually brought about what you came up with, which I thought was an excellent analogy, a very good analogy, which is if you're traveling with a shotgun or some sort of a firearm, they would arrest you for attempted murder.
Right.
And again, it just, however anybody looks at that and say, well, you know, I don't think that's that great an analogy because, you know, a drunk driver could pose a threat. Well, you know, okay. But at least it makes you think about the difficulty of trying to manage a government-run transportation system that could be better run, and you would give your consent to their rules if you had it done privately.
I would agree with that, but at this point, we sort of have to operate as though the government owns the roads. We give them the money, they've built the roads, however inefficiently and poorly,
and they have to
administrate it in whatever way they're going to do it, and the government's always inefficient.
That's all correct. In fact, I believe that you've got an email about roads, Mark. We'll hit that coming up since we're on the topic. We'll hit that coming up here in hour number two. Your calls as well. There was also another Supreme Court case we didn't get to yet, so we've got to talk about that as well, I believe. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.